as we get ready for yet another day of fun and excitement. It's the Lawrence and Taylor program right here on 590 WKZO. Stands to reason then that I would be one of them.
Which
and
one?
I am. Well, I'm not you.
Oh.
I'm me. No, I'm Jeremy Lawrence.
And I'm Roger.
There you go. All right. And he's Michael and...
It's your turn.
Is it my turn?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
He's Michael the Hairless. Okay.
Close.
Sort of a producer Wawa, like Chihuahua.
Yes. Except I don't have a Chihuahua with me over here.
Okay, good.
You'd hear it barking all the time.
We keep that in the front office.
Sort of has the characteristics, though, of a Chihuahua. Have you noticed that over
yeah,
there?
I
don't know what it is. But
he's yippy.
Really yippy.
You should have seen him earlier. Anyway. So we got lots to talk about today. A little bit later in the program, we're going to be talking a little about, of course, as part of the budget that Governor Snyder put out there, he's talking about education and spending on that and that kind of thing. We'll dig into that as well. Also, a little later in the program, something we like to do every now and again is just give stuff away because we're that kind of people.
Well, and this was a movie you'll want to see because it's local. Sort of.
Sort of, I suppose.
It was filmed in Michigan.
It was indeed. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The new RoboCop.
Okay. Yeah.
Which...
Michael, am I right on that?
Will yes. You... I believe you are right. I will look it up, though.
Okay. No, I'm certain it was filmed here.
Okay. Yeah. No. Well, I'm assuming that...
you know, if you want scenes of desolation,
Detroit. There you go.
What comes to mind?
Well, I know the first to the original RoboCop years back, that was set in Detroit, so I only assumed that the new one was also set there, which makes sense.
My recollection is that it was filmed here.
Certainly.
There.
Well,
not
and you don't want to do it on a movie lot instead of in Detroit because there's too many people on the movie set.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm.
So. And this way, nobody was put in danger. They could race down streets.
Oh, there you go.
You could
anyway.
Blow up buildings and meh.
Okay, so instead of talking about the movie, we're going to give away tickets to it.
Oh, really?
To let people see it. Now, we're not going to do it right now.
Oh.
Because, you know, you're getting excited again. Relax,
okay,
relax. It's
okay.
Happening sometime in the next couple of hours. Tickets to see the brand new, and particularly if you can remember the original one, which was a lot of fun, really. It poked fun at itself.
Yeah.
But also a great sci-fi kind of thing if you're into that sort of thing. So if you want to compare the two and say, you know what, I liked it better than the first one, or the first one was better, you know. You'll get your opportunity to compare them personally and do it for free.
And to RoboCop 2, 3, 4, 5.
On and on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did find our answer. It was partially shot in Detroit. Filming also did take place in Toronto and other parts of Ontario.
Okay.
So that's for the parts where they needed actual people in the city. Okay.
Who speak English.
Yes. Not that French Quebec stuff.
Mm. Oh, so they didn't go to Montreal?
No,
Montreal.
All right. But anyway, we got tickets to that. You'll be able to see that in comfort at the Celebration Cinema. It was there this weekend, actually, not for RoboCop, but a great place to go see a movie. Even when the place is packed, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And did you avail yourself of any of their gourmet offerings?
You know, we discussed it at length, the idea of getting some of their popcorn, because I see that you can do some flavoring and things like that.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, apparently you can do that. So we discussed that at length, but decided against it. We were planning dinner right after that.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, you don't want to spoil dinner.
So you don't want to do that. But
right.
But that was certainly a discussion. We grabbed a menu, looked things over, and got surprised by many of the offerings there.
So, yeah.
Lots of good stuff.
And you can have an adult beverage, should you choose.
Mm-hmm.
But think about this. If you had all that popcorn and candy, and then you went to dinner, and let's say you couldn't eat it all, you could have taken some of the dinner home and enjoyed it at another time.
Well, then why go to dinner if you're not hungry, Michael?
Well, you can have it at a later time. I'm just saying it's
go to dinner at a later time.
Boy,
I'm not hungry. I'm going to a restaurant to order a meal that I'll eat tomorrow at home.
Well, there are people that do that.
Well,
I'm guessing Michael's one of them.
You take part of what you eat home to eat later, but you don't go there to order a meal. You use their takeout service.
I mean, if you go to Mongolian Barbecue, you can eat a meal and then go up, fill up again, and be like, I'm taking this home for lunch tomorrow.
Well, that's different. You're eating, and then you're taking more home.
That's actually what I was thinking of.
Okay. All right. So he was unclear, which is standard procedure for him. But, you know.
I was a little bit in the gray area there.
We're here to help you, Michael.
Thank you. Okay. I need it once in a while.
Uh-huh. All right. Which one of us is acting as the official Michael spokesperson today?
I guess it's an odd day. So. It's you.
There you go. Okay. But anyway, we're going to talk about all of that. Before we get to that, though, there has been one of those things that came out in the news today in regards to Obamacare. We wanted to dig into this. The Affordable Care Act, apparently the Obama administration has decided that a segment of it they need to put off for another year. Now, the interesting thing about this is this has to do with the employer mandate, and what they decided to do was carve out businesses with more than 50 employees but fewer than 100 will have an extra year to phase in health care coverage for employees that work over 30 hours. That's according to the Treasury Department to release that today. Several news sources have that. The interesting thing about doing this, and this question comes up every time something happens with Obamacare, is this something they can actually do? There are some sources that say, well, wait a minute, the language in Obamacare kind of says, no, this is the way that it is, and large employers are 50 and above. And they've already put off the employer mandate once. And I think the other question that I have is, you know, they keep putting off this segment of Obamacare and that segment of Obamacare. And I think if they're really so bad that we can't implement them at the time that they pass them, why don't we just delay the whole thing and see if we can't figure it out?
Because
he's speechless. I'm amazed. It's one of those moments.
Because the Democrats control the Senate and the presidency, and they're not going to likely repeal Obamacare. In this case, some businesses asked for this. I think as we crank up a large, complicated law, we need to cut some businesses some slack to give them some time to adjust. And I think allowing businesses a little flexibility as we change the landscape in healthcare in the country, that seems a reasonable thing to do with an economy that's shaky. And businesses are having a difficult enough time now. And if they need a year of flexibility, that seems to be, in my mind, a reasonable part of rolling out a huge law that has immense impact on our country.
Now, if, as you say, that we're in an economy that's not good, and I think we can agree on that, that's, you know, there are challenges for the economy. If that's the case, and this is going to be a problem for businesses, doesn't it also extend the idea that this is going to be a problem for individuals that you are forcing to buy health insurance? You know, does it not make it an impact on people in general? And shouldn't maybe we consider, you know what, there's some undue pressure on individuals that are being forced to buy health insurance and do it at higher rates than they expected. Doesn't it make sense to put that mandate off for a year or so? Give them some room. Give them some time to adjust. Give the economy a chance to improve before we put this big, complex thing in the books that is going to alter everything that works that way.
I can see where you're coming from. It's just not going to happen.
Now, here's the thing. Apparently, the administration can decide what they want to do with this whenever they want, because it keeps changing.
That's when you're the chief executive and you're expected to implement things. It's best that we live in the real world, and if there are adjustments that need to be made, making them for the sake of some businesses that were going to be apparently harmed by this. I'm frankly amazed that conservatives are opposed to giving businesses this change that they needed.
I think the biggest thing that conservatives can look at is the idea that the president seems to think, well, I can change this about the law and that about the law and this other thing about the law and this other part of it. And it's almost as if, you know, now that this thing is there, he can do whatever in the world he wants with it, even if the law makes a statement to the contrary. In the law itself, in the Affordable Care Act, it talks about larger businesses as being above 50 employees at any mm-hmm. given time. But now he's carving something out of nothing and saying, well, between 50 and 100, we'll do this. And over 100, we'll do this. And it just kind of feels like, okay, we're carving something new out of it that isn't there. And if you're going to do something like that, doesn't it mean you go back to Congress and say, all right, we need to make some changes. Here's one of them.
Congress doesn't move fast enough to be able to accomplish that. Can you imagine? Look at the years it took to come up with a health care plan in the first place. I have to admit that I don't think we came up with a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
We should have expanded Medicare. Using a system we already had in place, but we chose to head down this convoluted, complicated method. And I would rather see the government be a little flexible here, the president as the chief executive be a little flexible here, than harm businesses in an already shaky economy. I think giving them some slack, another year to adjust. And I guess if this is a high crime and misdemeanor, then conservatives should start in the House and impeach him if that's what they want to do. But it's perfectly clear we're not going to repeal Obamacare. That it's just not in the cards. It ain't going to happen.
And it's also perfectly clear that President Obama seems to think he can do whatever he wants with it at this point since it got passed. And when you said we agreed to it, we, you must have meant Democrats in Congress because they forced it down our throat rather than going to the American people and saying, what do you want?
Republicans refuse to cooperate. Now, many of them backed out of the committee. Grassley, a number of senators just gave up and walked away from the negotiations.
Well, it's pretty easy to walk away when you've got a president that says, look, this is the way it's going to be, and if you don't like it, tough. And that's what they were faced with in the committee. They sat down. They said, all right, here are ideas. And Democrats said, no, 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 no. We're going to do it this way or no way at all. And if you don't like it, tough. That's what they were faced with. Would you walk out in a situation like that? Probably so. I don't have a problem with them walking out.
Then you shouldn't complain that this was rammed down your throat.
It absolutely was rammed down our throat.
Jeremy, don't be so mad. We're in this situation.
I'm not allowed to be mad because Congress acted against the wishes of the American people. That's a situation where people can't be mad about it because, well, it's law, and I guess we just have to put up with it now.
No, that wasn't what I was saying.
Well, it's what I heard you say just a few minutes ago.
I just said there's no sense in getting angry about it now because it's a done deal. It's the law of the land. The Senate and the president would have to agree to repeal the ACA or Obamacare. We know that's not going to happen. Where do you want to go from here if you realize it isn't going to be repealed? Then the only option, if Republicans and conservatives are still angry, is to impeach the president. If you think what he has done here qualifies as a high crime and misdemeanor, I guess there might be some way to take the administration to court, but I'm not certain exactly how, what mechanism conservatives could use. But we're not going to repeal the law. It's just not going to happen, at least not while Barack Obama is president.
Certainly, because, you know, when something is law, then that's it. Kind of like that prohibition thing. That's been going real well lately, hasn't it?
We repealed that.
Of course, because it's a possibility to repeal things.
Oh, it's a possibility.
They're not just in there and, oh, well, it passed. It's in law, so I guess we're done with it.
It's a possibility, Jeremy, but it ain't going to happen.
We'll see. Let me give you the phone number here. We're having all the fun here. We'd like to get some people involved. So you can be a part of the program by calling 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Also, you have the ability to text us. 80373 is where you go to do that. You can be a part of the conversation that way as well. So all of that is a part of that. We do want to take a brief moment here because Michael is signaling to me that there is some traffic to mention. So, Michael, go ahead and mention the traffic.
Yes, M66 and K Drive South are blocked due to a house fire, so alternate route is suggested.
Okay. All right. So back to the discussion now, and that includes getting with George on the line. George in Dowling, welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm hearing this phrase from Roger, I guess, it is the law. Well, if it is the law, doesn't that have certain language written into it, like a certain date was put in there that the employers must supply the insurance, and here I find out yesterday or whatever it is now, all of a sudden, there's another year or two before they have to. When did Congress vote on that, Roger?
I don't believe they did, George.
Then why don't we follow the law?
Because businesses needed some flexibility. These are tough economic times, George, and businesses went to the president and said that we need another year to adjust, and the president is helping them out.
But, yeah, I don't believe he has that authority if we're going to follow the law, which I keep hearing.
Well, what can you do about it, George?
I would hope that there's some Republicans, conservatives, whatever they might be out there that would bring a case and have the court order that we will follow the law, that it's in effect a certain date and we're going to follow it. I don't think Obama was appointed king.
Even if it hurts, even if it hurts businesses, that's just collateral damage in your mind.
No, Congress voted this law. That's the way it's supposed to be done. Let them change it and convince them to change it, not one man.
Thanks, George.
Well, I don't like to pay my taxes next year. Should I petition Obama that he ought to make it fair for me not to pay?
Write him a letter right now, George. Ask him if you can do that. Maybe he'll help you out.
I'll bet. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, George. We're going to continue ahead with this discussion. Feel free to call in 382-4280 and be a part of it. WKZO, Lawrence and Taylor, right here on your radio, ready to go. And with us right now is David from Galesburg. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I was listening, and what I keep hearing is a lot of people getting angry about Obamacare instead of just trying to look at it and see what actually might and sit down and discuss the good points and the bad instead of getting upset with the Obamacare and possibly deciding on a way we can reform.
David, we're having trouble on this end. I'm guessing you're on a cell phone. You were fading in and out, and then you faded out altogether. Sorry about that. I think I understand what you're saying is maybe we ought to be addressing the specific problems that we see with a law that's in place, if there's problems, and modifying it, not just keep talking about repealing something that's not going to be repealed.
If there's problems, where have you been, Roger? There are problems with Obamacare. There are tons of them.
Certainly
and even the
there
administration
are.
Sees
there
it.
Are.
That's why they continue to do this delay act instead of finally admitting, you know what? This isn't working for the American people. We need to all sit down and come up with a solution that everybody can be on board with.
And I guess if that would include making modifications to the law that's in place, but all I'm hearing is repeal, repeal, repeal. And no matter how mad conservatives are, it's not going to be repealed. And so isn't it time to move on with our lives and start fixing something that isn't perfect? There's certainly room for improvement in Obamacare. And shouldn't we get going improving it?
Well, you're talking about all that conservatives are saying is repeal, repeal, repeal. You haven't been paying attention because there are definitely conservative movements, including the 2017 project. It's talking about alternatives to Obamacare, different things that would be market-based solutions instead of the idea that the government can come in and just dictate, hey, here's the way it's got to be, and oh, by the way, you have to buy into it.
Then take the those ideas and bring them to the table in ways to make Obamacare work better.
So we have to take the ideas that conservatives have and bring them and make them a part of Obamacare. Let's see.
If you don't
did
want
Republicans
to, Jeremy.
Do that before? Well, they did bring him to the table before. It was in negotiating over Obamacare, and they were denied on every last one of them. Why is it going to work better now than it did then?
Then give up and throw your hands up, Jeremy.
Because it's the law, and that's the way it is, and it's never going to change.
I'm just saying, the Senate and the President are never, ever, under any circumstance, going to repeal it.
Because and apparently, Democrats are going to set up and obstruct everything that Republicans want to do. Is that what you're saying? Because that's what it sounds like you're saying.
I'm saying they're not likely to repeal Obamacare to make conservatives happy.
Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. I'm just watching you dance over there, and it's just, I don't know whether to be intrigued or disturbed.
I'm a music guy. I can't help but get involved in the music.
And you get me involved in it, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, heads start bopping. And, you pick good bumper music.
And apparently I'm the only guy in the room that realizes I have absolutely no rhythm at all.
This ain't on TV. If you hadn't brought it up, nobody would know I dance like a white guy.
People would be worried every time we came back from commercial break if they could see us on TV.
Is Roger dancing again? Inquiring minds want to know.
That is not something that you want to see, trust me. And probably a good thing we're not streaming online at this particular point, at least not the video.
Well, I get it in motion, I mean, it keeps going.
Long after he stopped, apparently.
Yes. So. I'm still.
Still jiggling.
It just kind of, it takes a while to slow down. No, I'm only allowed to pick on him.
So dang it.
Now, you can pick on me, Michael. That's okay. I'll pick on you.
Oh, this is a two-way street?
I thought
we were only...
I thought
we were doing one-way streets.
I'm equal opportunity.
Okay. He's equal opportunity. Such a giving guy.
Yeah, that's me. Give, give, give.
Well, speaking of giving, a little later on in the program, just to let you know, if you've been wanting to see RoboCop, see what they did with the original, turned it into a brand-new movie, well, Samuel L. Jackson is in this thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like Samuel L. Jackson.
I don't like some
of the things he does in his private life. No. But in general, I like him in film.
You know, he was actually, believe it or not, I even thought he was fun in the Star Wars movies. But it might have been fun if he would have had a few more colorful lines thrown in there.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't trust this blankety blank blank. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, that would have been more in character.
Of course. With him. Of course.
Did you ever see the movie Snakes on a Plane?
No. I've heard plenty of things about it. But
I never saw that, but there was perfect typecasting for him.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. So, yeah, but he's in this thing. And I actually saw the preview for it a little bit ago. I can't think off the top of my head. I think it was Michael Keaton was in it. I'm not sure. I'd have to double check and see. But
I saw some interesting
names in this.
I haven't seen Michael Keaton appear since Batman, have I? Has he been in anything?
Let me look that up.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what or where or anything like that. Let's see. Gary Oldman is in this as well. Gary Oldman, Michael Keaton is in it. And as we said, Samuel L. Jackson as well. So they got some names for it.
Yeah. No name actors.
Now, I've not heard of Joel Kinnaman, and he's the star of the thing. But it might be one of those things where they needed to get a no-name for the main role.
Yeah.
And then they've got some good supporting actors and that kind of thing. So, we'll see how it goes, and a little bit later on in the program, you'll see how it goes, because we're going to give you the opportunity to win these tickets. Got four of them right here for you.
Yeah.
So keep it tuned here, and we'll let you know when you'll be able to win those tickets. In the meantime, we'll let you know when to hear about the weather, and it is right now. See, it's instant gratification there, because Bob Larson is with us. And I know he's dying to tell us what the weather's like right now.
I'm itching. I'm anxious. Yes.
Ooh. We've been trying to hold him back, and he will not be held back any longer.
Yeah, he's excited.
The time is now.
Okay.
See, he just has that excited sound.
Too. Oh, yeah. I can hear your voice quivering with excitement.
Yeah.
Well, we've had so much anticipation over what the weather forecast is, so... Bob, put us out of our misery. What's it look like?
Where to start, right? So much to talk about today. I'll start with the word, and the word is spared. We're being spared what is going to turn out to be, and is already turning out to be, a major winter storm, and in many areas, perhaps the storm of the winter, a winter that has been brutal in many cases, a storm that is now leading to winter storm warnings for portions of 10 different states, including Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and now up to parts of Pennsylvania. Look for the southern parts of that warning area to be dropped tomorrow, but northern areas will include New York State, Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Maine. So this is an amazing storm, a huge storm, a very disruptive storm, a storm that will bother us not in the least. We are being spared entirely this big storm.
Did you send the mayor of Atlanta and the governor of Georgia a weather forecast?
If I didn't, I'm sure others did, and they make it sound about as dire as you can possibly make it sound.
But are they reading it, Bob?
I think they are this time. And my prediction is, even though it will be bad undoubtedly, my prediction is after the fact, with all this incredible amount of warning and hype and consternation and whatnot, We'll hear such a phrases such as, it wasn't really as bad as they said or as I thought. That's usually what happens after the fact, after you warn some. But this time, I think the weather forecasters have their attention.
Good.
Okay. So, what are we looking at as we look at the next couple of days around here? Because people are saying, okay, well, we're not going to get the snowstorm, but
no.
Will it be warming up? Will it be cool? What are we looking at?
It is going to start to moderate. After tonight, we're going to look at another frigid night tonight, a clear sky. It's nice to see the sun today, but the clear sky at night just allows the temperature to drop right around zero for a low in the city, and outlying areas are going to drop well below zero overnight. But starting with tomorrow, we begin to moderate, mid-20s tomorrow afternoon, 30 for a high on Thursday.
Ooh.
How about that? And not a storm, but a little weather disturbance moving through could bring us a couple of snow showers Thursday night and Friday, probably an inch or less accumulating. In terms of any accumulating snow, that might be the case at the end of the weekend and early next week, maybe later Sunday and Monday. After this little warm-up we have tomorrow and Thursday, particularly Thursday, it gets colder again over the weekend. Not severely cold, but after reaching 30 on Thursday, we're back to highs in the 20s and nighttime lows in the single digits, maybe near zero again over the weekend. So we're not yet done with that. Then it looks like snow for later Sunday and Monday, but after that, it moderates. And as we mentioned yesterday, by the end of next week, Thursday and Friday will be above freezing, maybe even 40 come Friday afternoon. Up next week.
Now, Bob, I was going to ask you about that because I know yesterday you were kind of looking at it going, well, all right, I'm not confident, but yeah, it might be happening. Are the models playing out that's a little more certain?
Yeah, what gave me hesitation yesterday was the first we've seen this, and I wanted to get at least a couple of days in a row to see the same thing before I started to gain some confidence, and I see it again today. So that is certainly a step in the right direction. I think we're above freezing starting Thursday of next week. And 40 or above Friday of next week when there could actually be rain.
Dum-da-dum-dum.
Yeah.
How much rain, Bob?
Well, it's
way out there.
It's way out there. I it's tough to say. I don't think it's a huge rainstorm, which is a good thing, but it might be a half inch or less. And we don't want too much rain at this point. That could cause all kinds of problems. But,
so we're just kind of hoping for enough to make it a sloppy mess, which it's going to be anyway. With
yeah.
All the melting
so
snow.
When I talk about a warm, it's important to mention that, though, because people start to hear 40. I don't want to give the impression that it's sunny and beautiful and 40 to 45. It might be rainy, drizzly, and foggy and 40 and 45, but at least it's milder. It's not necessarily pretty, but at least milder.
Well, yeah. That won't keep Roger from pulling out the shorts. I have a feeling we'll see those.
Time will tell.
I'm thinking.
He's thinking about it.
Yeah, you know, I'm beginning to think that we might have to have a no-shorts policy in this studio just to keep me from going
You're
blind.
You're going to institute a dress code?
So, just for you, Roger.
Fortunately for listeners, they can't see it, and that's probably a good thing.
There you go. So,
all right, well, Bob, I appreciate you chiming in today, letting us know what we're facing.
Well, it's good to be here, and I'm glad I, for once, have some pretty good news.
Yeah. Yes.
Even if we have to wait for it, it's not exactly happening tonight or tomorrow.
Good things are worth waiting
That's
for.
That's true.
Have a good one.
You too. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Bob. And the program continues. And as we continue, we'll have a few more discussions about Obamacare because, you know, we just can't leave it alone. We can't leave you alone either. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 for you to be able to chime in on the topic. Or 803-73 and you can text us with whatever your thoughts and comments are. Keep it here. Lawrence and Taylor continues. Lawrence and Taylor at 590 WKZO. Glad you could be along for the ride. We've had quite the discussion earlier talking about Obamacare. You look cold.
I'm holding myself back from bopping. Apparently that bothers you, and so I'm just...
No, I like to make fun of it.
And your dress code, too.
Yeah. So I'm just imagining horrible things if we see him in shorts. You know, it's...
I'm not going to mention
keep
those.
Keep it up, and it'll be my thong.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
Not that again.
Let's not go there. Yeah, let's...
Can we edit that last 5 seconds out?
What did you say? I didn't hear it.
What? The squirrel!
Say what?
So anyway, we talked about Obamacare. If you missed out on the story, apparently the president has decided, the administration decided to put off another part of the Affordable Care Act for another year. They're saying not the entire employer mandate, but only for those employers who are between 50 and 100 employees. They're going to put off the mandate for another year. Of course, they'd already originally put off the entire employer mandate. But in the middle of all of this, they are not putting off the mandate for people, the individual mandate.
Do you know what the problem was that caused the businesses to request that delay from the president?
I don't have it in front of me.
Oh.
So
I'm not up to that was not a challenging question. That was I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know myself. Honestly, I think when you start in doing things like that and saying, all right, well, for only this group of people right here, the law doesn't apply until this time. when the original law didn't really make that provision to say, all right, well, okay, but you can change any part of it you want. Now, maybe that's in there. I don't know. 2,000 pages is an awful lot. That could have been buried on page 1927. I don't have any clue because, quite frankly, I didn't read it, and apparently not too many other members of Congress read it before they passed it. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, I begin to think we really need to find a way, and if you can find a way to do this, you would be smarter than the people that have been trying for Middle East peace for years, to be able to actually get Democrats and Republicans to sit down together and say, all right, we need to come up with a replacement that everybody likes, that we all can at least get behind and say, here it is. Here's the thing that, we're going to push for instead of, well, we're going to do this until it doesn't work and we decide to unilaterally tweak it. I just kind of think that that's troublesome on a lot of levels.
I can hear your pain.
Mm-hmm. You can't feel it, apparently, but you can hear it. So.
Well, no, I think there are things about Obamacare that need addressing.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to, as you say, sit down and begin to take a look at the law and what's right and what's not working as well as it was intended, and to try to correct some things.
Let's find out what Gary has to say. He's on the line from Comstock. Gary, welcome to Lawrence and Taylor. Glad you're with us.
Well, thank you. Well, a few things, I guess, I could comment on. First of all, the hope that they could come together was something that most people agreed on. That's not going to happen. It never does. There's going to be, 52 to 48. You know, that's going to be the breakdown, and the majority wins. That's why the health care is there, because President Obama campaigned twice on that. And both times the American people said, yeah, that's what we want. Now people are saying, well, that's not what the people want. They're just, the polls just show they're not favorable to things because of all the negative stuff. But still, you know, a huge percentage, a majority of the people think everybody should have access to health care. So, I don't know where this people didn't want it. The president did it without the support of the people. That's what elections are about, and the 2014 elections will give us an idea whether most of the people want health care for all Americans or not.
But every election is not an individual mandate based on one issue. There are a lot of things at play, aren't there, Gary?
Well, that's true, but I think this was the major issue. Maybe not. I mean, you could probably come up with other important issues, maybe foreign policy issues. That's rarely going to determine
perhaps.
An election. Or what did you say?
The economy, perhaps, yeah.
Yeah, that it could be part of that. And, there's a lot of things it could be. And but I think the American people, obviously, with the re-election of the president, generally support his policies. And if the Republicans win the Senate in the next election, I guess maybe that says the people have had enough of the president's policies. But we'll see. It's a midterm election. Usually the president's power loses ground. I'm not sure they're going to this time, though. So we'll see. But you can't say the American people didn't want the health care. Because they did, and there's a huge need.
When did they want it, Gary? I mean, back when it was passed, there were poll after poll after poll that said, we don't want this, don't do this.
I think there were poll after poll that said 70% were behind this. I mean,
70%. That
I don't.
Yes, and we're talking about 2008, well, not 2008, 2000, well, the biggest poll in 2008 was the election. 2009, when they were hammering through it, the president made a mistake by not taking the lead on it. You know, he was thinking maybe, the Democrats could work something out. The Republicans had taken themselves out of the health care debate. Night of his inauguration, they all of their leaders, the big dinner they had. You have films of it. You can hear the recordings of them saying we're not going to support anything. We're going to act like we're bipartisan, but we're going to defeat everything this guy puts forward. And they have acted exactly the way they said they're going to do. And we're talking about Mitch McConnell and Eric Cantor and Ryan. Those guys have been carrying that same policy out now for 6 years. And there's still people talking as if they want to compromise. And it's obvious that they chose from the very beginning not to. And they pretend, and that's what their strategy said. They openly said, let's pretend to be bipartisan.
All right, Gary, we're coming up on the end of the hour. I got to cut you off. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.